From Spark and Anvil and Voicetail, this is Lean in Chapter 1 of the Voicetail cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bramble met Lean at the hedgerow's autumn fire. This was a small evening fire. The hedgerow creatures kept it burning. They used it for telling stories at the end of the year. The flames danced. Sparks flew up to the dark sky. Bramble was a thornbush mascot. He was also an AI listening coach. He always carried this job with him. He had been sitting by the fire. A young creature was trying to tell a story. The creature's voice was clear. The words made sense. The story had a start, a middle, and an end. But the beginning was just flat. The creature had started like this. So this is a story about a fox who lived in the woods, and one day she decided to go look for berries. The listeners around the fire did not move. A squirrel yawned. A beetle polished his shell. Nobody leaned forward. Their eyes did not get wide. They were not pulled into the tale at all. Bramble sighed a little inside. He wanted to teach kids how to make a great story opening. He knew grown-ups could talk about it, but kids needed to see it happen. They needed to feel it in their bones.
A small badger tween sat near him. Her soft, striped coat looked cozy. Bramble had not seen her arrive. She just seemed to appear. She spoke very quietly. "My body stayed neutral," she said. "The hook did not pull me forward." Bramble turned his head. He blinked his thornbush eyes. "Excuse me?" he asked. The badger looked at him with calm, dark eyes. "My name is Lean," she said. "My upper body tips forward when a hook works. If the hook is weak, I rock back to neutral. My body stayed neutral on that story's opening. The hook did not pull me forward." Bramble stared at her. His eyes got big. His thorns almost wiggled. "Your body is a hook meter," he said. Lean nodded. "Yes," she said. "I do not control it. My body just responds. When a story opener is good, I tip forward. It happens at second five. When it is weak, I stay upright. The forward tip happens on its own. My body knows what my mind hasn't put into words yet." "Show me," Bramble said. He leaned forward himself. He was very curious.
Lean sat up very straight. Her back was like a ruler. Bramble spoke three different opening lines. He made his voice clear for each one. First, he said, "So, this is a story about a fox who lived in the woods, and one day she decided to go look for berries." Lean's body stayed upright. She did not move a muscle. She said, "Neutral, no pull." Next, Bramble tried. The fox had been waiting at the bramble edge for 2 hours when she finally saw what she had come for. Lean's body tipped forward a little. It was a small, gentle lean. She said, "Forward, mild pull." Finally, Bramble spoke this line. There were three foxes that morning at the bramble edge, and only one of them was going to leave alive. Lean's body tipped sharply forward. Her whole chest moved. Her head went down a bit. She said, "Sharp forward, strong hook." Bramble felt a thrill. He leaned closer to Lean. Her body had shown the hook strength right away. The bramble edge made her lean a little. That was specificity. It gave a clear picture. The idea that only one would leave alive made her lean a lot. That was stakes. It made you wonder what would happen. Boring, vague openings left her still. They made no one wonder anything. "Would you come to my listening circle?" Bramble asked. "I think you could help children. They could see what their hooks are doing right away."
Lean thought for a moment. She looked at the dancing firelight. "I will come," she said. "My body will respond to whatever they tell." She has been in the listening circle ever since. When Bramble teaches about hookcraft, he points to Lean. She always sits upright in the circle. Her striped coat is neat. "This is Lean,"
he tells the kids. Her body tips forward when a hook works. Tell her your story's opening. If she tips forward by second five, your hook is working. If she stays neutral, the hook needs work. Her body knows. The students take turns. They tell their opening lines. Lean responds. Her body tips or it doesn't. A young squirrel named Squeaky tried. Once upon a time, there was a big forest, he said. Lean stayed perfectly still. Neutral. No pull, she said softly. Squeaky slumped a bit. Then a quick-witted mouse, Pip, spoke. The old acorn tree was shaking. It wasn't the wind. Lean's body tipped forward. Just a little. Forward. Mild pull, she said. Pip's whiskers twitched with a smile. The students watch her. They see how well their story openings work. The feedback is fast. It's right there in Lean's posture. It's like magic. Bramble then teaches the three ways to make a hook strong. He learned them from watching Lean. 1. Specificity. This means using concrete details, a real place, a certain time, something you can see or touch. Instead of a tree, say the old oak tree with the crooked branch. That's specific. 2. Stakes. This means something is at risk, something to lose, something to gain, like a secret treasure, or a race to win, or a friend in danger. 3. Movement. This means action is happening, not just describing things. It's something moving, changing, or starting. The hero ran is movement. The hero was brave is just description. A hook with all three makes Lean tip sharply forward. A hook with two makes her tip forward. A hook with one or none leaves her still. Sometimes students ask Bramble if hook craft is hard. Bramble smiles. He quotes Lean. It is not hard, he says. It is making the listener lean. Open with something specific. Add something at stake. Make something happen. Lean's body will respond. She will tip forward. Your hook is working. Bramble always adds this part. We remember that many cultures have used these ways of telling stories for a very long time. West Africa has griots. Ireland has sanshi. Japan has rakugo. Indigenous American people have their oral histories. Modern slam poets use them too. Each group made their story hooks really good for a long, long time. We always say where these ideas come from. And every time a student's hook makes Lean tip forward, they feel it. A little warm flip in the chest, a lift under the ribs, the quiet, proud thrill of knowing they pulled someone in. Lean feels it too. Her body leans, and something in both of them settles, glad.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lean. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.